Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hi, Igniters. Johnny Musumeci is a dating and relationship coach for women. He helps women understand men from a man's view. For single, married, separated or divorced women, Johnny gives insights on how a male mind works and how women can improve their communication with men to create strong attraction and better relationships. Creator of Manspeak, the Manspeak Facebook group is a fun, active community for women where John works his passion for improving communication between men and women for healthier quality relationships. Here is Johnny's journey. Hi, Johnny. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to share your story. So should we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are right at the moment? What's happening for you right now?
For me at the moment, I suppose I've got a few things going on. So from a business side of it, I am trying to get my Manspeak group happening or business happening. So that's one definitely thing I've been focusing on a fair bit lately. So yeah, that's been happening. Outside of that, you know, my other profession is I'm a personal trainer. So that keeps me busy half of the week, and between Manspeak and personal training, I'm a single dad of two kids, so 3 and 5. So with those three things, there's enough on my plate already.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it keeps you busy.
Definitely. No, in a good way, in a good way.
Definitely. Yeah. Did you want to tell us a bit more about Manspeak and what you do there?
Yeah, so Manspeak has been going for around 18 months. So the purpose behind my Manspeak is just to help women understand men from a man's view, and just to help with communications and a communication breakdown between men and women. You know, we are two different type of human beings, and what I like to do with the Manspeak group is just trying to lessen that, and just in a way is help with the communication where it lessens the chance of couples separating and divorcing. That's one side I definitely have a passion for, and hopefully stop, you know, broken families. But also on the other flip side is to help women who are divorced and looking for their new next love, or probably single women who are struggling, you know, to look for a man, and when they do find a man, how to actually read different signs. So that's the whole element of our Manspeak.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like a very worthy cause.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's definitely a passion of mine.
Yeah, sounds that way. So where have you been? What's your story?
What's my story? Jeez, I'll try and summarize this one the best that I can. So look, I'll probably touch on the Manspeak side and tell the background behind that one. So as you heard at the start of the podcast, I am a single dad. So I've got currently my son is 3, about to turn 4, and my daughter is 5. So I became separated, it'll be 3 years in a couple of days, to be honest with you. And I suppose that's the bit that kind of was a big change in my life. And I happened to be the person who was left. So to start off with, that was definitely a big emotional struggle. Not only having to deal with the separation of, you know, my wife at the time, but also then you got the family unit broken up. So that definitely was a challenging point in my life, to say the least. And from that, I just was trying to find a way to get out of that feeling. And I was lucky enough to have contact of a life coach at the time, which was Vanessa Talbot. So she helped me out, and I did end up doing 12 sessions with her, and that was probably one of the best things I did. That definitely helped me move forward. For me, I just want to move forward as a father, do you know what I mean, and be the best that I can for my kids. And I did that. And in that journey, I end up studying life coaching myself. And the reason why I did that wasn't for anything else, but just to keep my journey going to help me out. But along that journey, things started to pop up, and I thought, oh, what can I do to, you know, maybe there is something I can do with this life coaching to help other people. And my first instinct was to help out men during separation and divorce. So that was definitely the first thing I wanted to do. So that's what my first business was. Just the guys who had been left, and, you know, they struggled to open up and talk. And unfortunately, that leads to 3 suicides a day in Australia. So you're talking just over 1,000 deaths a year for men. So it's definitely a big topic, and a topic that doesn't get brought up enough. And during that journey, I found a lot of guys just wouldn't, you know, open up. And during that journey of coaching, because I had to do so many, you know, hours to finish my course off, I realized I was starting to talk to more women than men. And during that journey, I come to realize, I thought, geez, you know, these women that just start getting how men are thinking. So I kind of flipped it. So I thought, instead of helping out guys when they're separated, why don't I help out the women to help understand the men before it actually happens? So that's the reason behind Manspeak. So basically, like I said before, if I can help out women, you know, understand men and stop them from, you know, starting to have that thought process of leaving their man and understanding that, well, then you're less than the chances of divorce, you're less than the chances of family units being broken up, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you think it was more like the slow rumble then that you come about doing this, or did you have actually a lightning bolt moment?
Oh, lightning bolt moment. No, I don't think it was a lightning bolt moment. I think it just happened to be just a couple of talking to a couple of ladies during the coaching journey, and then I had to talk to Vanessa at the time about it, and, you know, it's good to bounce off that idea. And that's when the whole Manspeak came about. So no, it wasn't a lightning moment for me. It was more just a slow process, and just took the punt on it. Yeah.
So going along on your journey, have you had challenges that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Challenges. There's always challenges, aren't there? I don't think I've had challenges where I want to throw in the towel, because the passion's always been there to, you know, for the communication side of it. I definitely have had challenges in the sense where, you know, it's healthy challenges as well, because, you know, on the group, on Manspeak group, it's all women except for me. So, you know, and you get questioned about, you know, things that you put up from a man's view, and women question it, which is okay, because at the end of the day, they just, you know, they want to know more, which is what it's all about, and which has been okay for me. And that's probably the reason why lately I've done the interview with a man, in the sense where then they can hear from other men, you know, other journeys, because each guy that actually gets, you know, interviewed has got a different background of where they're at. So it's definitely good for women to hear a broader view. So no, definitely not throwing the towel, for sure. No, that's never been in my mind at all.
So have you had a big vision or something else that keeps you putting one foot in front of the other?
Big vision. Yeah, big vision. Yeah, I do have a big vision. The vision is just to try and reach out to as many women as possible, and just trying to help them out with that communication side of it. It's like, I would love to get up in front of, you know, a big group of women, and just basically talk about men and how we think, and the different ways that we actually do, you know, think, speak, feel, you know, communicate. So I'd love to do that through a big group talk or through a book or on TV, whatever gets me out there, I'm definitely up for the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big challenge, isn't it? Because men and women, they are definitely different.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think, it definitely is, sometimes it gets overthink too much.
Hmm.
From the woman's point of view, I think going from what I've learned and journeys from other men is that, sometimes things are overthinked a bit and analyzed too much. We are simple creatures as far as men, we don't expect too much, but just those little things do help in that sense as well. But, it's also about recognizing, I think the biggest question I get for women in all my time is they always want to know, why do men withdraw from, women? Why do they step away? And, that's the question. Just depends on the stage of where they're at. It might be if they're dating or they're in a relationship or things like that. So, yeah, we are definitely are different. There's a lot of topics to cover from that side of it, but we are definitely different. But that's different can be good.
Mm.
Like different doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be, oh my God, like he's different can make the other person grow. Do you know what I mean? And I think when you meet someone who's different, you're looking at things differently and, embrace that someone's different and it gets you out of your comfort zone and it makes you a better person and it makes the other person a better person. And you know what? When they're different and you can share their person's journey, you have a stronger bond too, with that person.
Mm, I love that. Yeah. So have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off or are you still waiting for that time?
I'm still waiting for that time. Yeah, look, it's just chipping away as I go day by day. But, definitely ignition would be hasn't happened yet, but I suppose we all have our list of what we want to happen. But I'm happy about the process so far and how I've been going and just being patient with it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a process, isn't it? And a journey.
It is a process. You know what? I have to admit, during this, the process of me and Speak, like I've learned a lot about myself as well. And, I've last couple of months been in a relationship myself again, and I find I'm a better person for that as well. I just feel during my whole Man Speak journey, I've come to, because you've got so many, I've got so many women on my group that, they start talking as well. And I've actually learned off the women as well. And I feel it's made me a better person from that side of it as well. And I feel like it's made me a better partner the next time around.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky lady, hey?
Yeah.
No, it's all good. No, it's all good. It's all about just me. Yeah, no, definitely. You just learn.
Mm.
And, look, I know it's like for other coaches in their businesses and what they do, but that came down to the whole reason why I started coaching in the first place was to, help me, I suppose I've been a little bit selfish from that side of it, but even though I really want to help other people, it still helps me out as a person as well.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of us coaches have found, isn't it? Like we've done the whole personal development journey.
Yeah.
We've become coaches because we've been through that. We've been through the experiences and now we want to just help others get, have the same experiences.
Yeah. And it's detaching yourself sometimes from your journey.
Yeah.
And that's what I try and do sometimes. I don't try and paint my picture on other people, but, if people ask, I'm okay to share about it, but I don't. And I've recently only got asked this from another guy who goes, oh, do you share your journey? And I said, I think in my whole, coaching journey, I've never spoken about it on Man Speak, because I've never been asked, which is okay. But I hardly speak about my own journey from that side of it. And I think you know, it just depends if you want to talk about it or not. I've got no problem talking about it, but yeah, I think your personal development does definitely come out in that, because you've got to have that passion somewhere, don't you?
It's just like
personal training. Like, I've been a personal trainer now for 10 years. And the reason why I started personal training was because, you know, as a kid, I was obese. And when I was in my 20s, I lost nearly 30 kilos. So I would never become a personal trainer if I didn't lose the weight. And I don't think I'd be a relationship coach for women if I wasn't part of a separation myself. Yeah. So, yeah, we all, you know, there's a reason behind everything, isn't there?
That's right. That's right. And yep. The skills that we learn along the way are so good to be able to share them with other people to help them as well.
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% correct there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what new possibilities have opened up for you?
New possibilities? I feel, I feel more confident in myself from all of this. I'm in front of people every day, you know, with the personal trainer, so I have it one-on-one. This is a bit of a, this is different. You're in front of a whole bunch of other people, especially on social media, or you're doing the live, you know, interviews or your live thing. So I think my possibilities opened up is that, you know, it's just about getting myself out there and I feel more, I think week by week I feel more confident in myself. And I had some feedback, you know, recently off Vanessa and off a couple of people that they can see that I'm growing with the Man Speak stuff, which is excellent. So, and I can feel that as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. So what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Ooh, in the future? Okay, probably the most exciting thing I'm looking for in the future is just trying to think, apart from, like, I suppose from the Man Speak side of it, like, I'm definitely looking to see where it goes, and I'm excited about where it's kind of heading, especially with the interviews on Man Speak and the program side of it. So that's definitely something I'm looking for, excited to do. I'm excited with my personal life at the moment. I think that's definitely improving as well, you know, like I said, you know, being in a relationship, that's definitely changing me as well. And probably the thing I'm excited to is just spending time with my kids. That's a big part of my life, being a dad, something I definitely love doing. So I'm excited to see my kids grow up, to be honest with you. I love it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a change of pace and just do the speed round.
Okay, yes, the speed round. Let's do it. I love it.
Here we go. What's your favourite book?
5 Love Languages.
Oh, so cool, that one.
Yep.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Vanessa Talbot.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Yeah, she's been awesome.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Daily ritual. Yeah, I saw this one. So I've got to try and answer this quickly. Daily ritual, getting up and having a coffee. I suppose getting up and having a coffee and just setting the tone for the day. Like, I know in the morning when I'm driving to work, I just kind of think of 5 things I'm grateful for, and that kind of sets the tone for my day. So when I get to work, you know, I'm already in a positive state.
Yeah. What's your favourite food?
Pasta. Oh,
yum.
Yeah. If I had to be, actually, pasta, but if I had a favourite food, actually, I'm going to change that quickly, is ricotta cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very rarely do I have that, but when I have it, I definitely enjoy it.
Mm. Do you like the country or the city?
City.
Yeah, city boy.
Yeah, and it's funny too because I've just moved from Sydney to the country. So I've just left Sydney in January and I live in the Hunter Valley now. But I think I'll just say used to the city. I have to say city at the moment. But that might change in 6 months, but still a city person.
Yeah, you might settle in and love the country.
Yeah, exactly. That might happen.
Yeah, what's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
For me, I think it's communication. I think communication is definitely a big key to for advice. I think people just need to stop assuming, you know, what someone else is feeling or thinking, and just ask a question, and you know, you'll find the answer more than anything. But I think communication is definitely something that people need to do. And I think it comes down to, like I said, that one of my favorite books, The Five Love Languages. I think it's the best advice I can give to anybody who's in a relationship or about to start a relationship with somebody is read that book. Read that book, and that will help you understand your partner. I'm not saying it's going to solve everything, but it's definitely going to have better self-awareness of how they are and how you are.
Yeah, it opens the mind, that one. I like that.
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. And I've spoken about it before. I suppose women have no problems reading that type of book. It's not the women that I feel struggle. I think it's men actually being open to want to read it. If women can get, you know, their men to read that, I just think it's better understanding. If they start a new relationship, I think that's a great way. How awesome would it be to kind of know someone's love language when you're dating them, and so you know where they're at? And yeah, I think it just adds to a better connection.
Oh, definitely.
In the end. Yeah.
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 All right. Last question.
Last one.
Yeah.
You've done well.
If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I read this one. It's a tough one. It depends what I'm talking about. But, this is a tough one, isn't it? What would I tell myself? Okay, if it was probably the toughest stage of my life would have been 3 years ago, would have been that separation stage. So if I told myself, if I went back there and spoke to myself, I would say, look, everything's going to be okay. You're going to get through it. Yes, you're going to become a better person out of it. Your kids aren't going to think anything less of you. You're going to be it's going to make you grow as a father. So for me, that would have been great to hear 3 years ago.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, that was for me, if I had to point something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had someone 3 years from now tell me what's happened next 3 years, then. Yeah. Wouldn't it? Where is he? No, it's okay. It's okay. Just enjoy the journey, hey?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Johnny.
Thanks, Leanne.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah. The best place to contact me, if you're on social media, would be look up Manspeak. And definitely join my group if you're a lady. I definitely like to have you jump on board and look at the insights between men. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. It's for any women on the page. If you can't reach me there, then just email me on johnnym@manspeak.com.au, and I'll definitely be happy to connect. And that's about it.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks, Leanne. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, Igniters, I loved how open Johnny was with how his relationship broke up and how he's moved on since then. His vision of helping male suicide is inspiring. If you want to see more of Johnny, go to his Facebook page, Manspeak, or email him at johnnym@manspeak.com.au. Don't forget, if you want to know how to move your life in a new direction and create that change you've always dreamed about, go to ignitepodcast.com.